So before we move off of AML, maybe you can just briefly touch on the two cases you brought in here today. First, your 50-year-old man.
So this is the case that I alluded to earlier of an MDS patient who was FLT3 wild type, but then relapsed with FLT3 ITD disease, and whom we, in addition to hypomethylating therapy, we used sorafenib to try and get him into a remission. And he actually looks like he's responded nicely and is going to get, he's post-transplant, so he's going to get a donor lymphocyte infusion to help prolong his remission and is doing quite well right now. So it was an example of a patient who, I just wanted to provide you with an example of a patient who was had an evolution of his mutational profile from FLT3 wild type to FLT3 ITD, and as a result of that was eligible to receive a targeted form of treatment that seems to be at least currently successful.
I recall another case like that, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm curious what you think based on cases like this. I mean, do you recommend for a general medical oncologist, community-based practice who's managing an AML patient to do repeat mutational testing, looking, for example, for the evolution of FLT3?
You know, that's a tricky one, Neil. I personally think and do perform these tests because I feel that it helps me make decisions for my patients. But whether payers will pay for repeated testing for FLT3 mutational status, I don't know. So it's hard for me to make recommendations because it may complicate ultimately what is covered and what is not covered. I can tell you in this particular patient, it was very useful. And there are scenarios where I can see it being potentially useful, but it becomes much more complicated when you make more broad recommendations.